It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
Sometimes new slang jumps out in front of you, waving its hands so that you can't help but notice it. And sometimes it sneaks up on you.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector, and with us now is University of Michigan English Professor Emerita Anne Kurzan. Hi, Anne.
Hello, Rebecca.
Anne, one thing that I know about you, and this has come up on the show before, you love getting together with young people and asking them what they are saying. And what's great is you take what they're saying and you report it back to us. And I'm not going to refer to us as the olds, but you know.
It's the best. I love talking with younger people about their language. And I have had several such conversations in the last few weeks. And I've been talking with them about slang terms such as based and mogging and chopped and 6-7, words that have been getting some attention in the news. But then sometimes a more subtle one will sneak up. And it happened because I was then asking some young people about what I'd heard, which is that in texting, the thumbs up can be passive aggressive.
I have not heard this, but now I want to know, because what if I've been passive aggressive and I didn't even know it?
I know. And they said, oh, yes, it certainly can. And these young people distinguished for me that if, Rebecca, you send me a text and I do the reaction, the little reaction button and do a thumbs up, that's pretty neutral. It's like, I got your text, all good. But if I send you an actual emoji thumbs up, that is probably passive aggressive. And the example they gave me is, Rebecca, if you and I have plans to go do something and 10 minutes before you text me and say, Anne, I can't be there, and I send you a big emoji thumbs up, that is probably me saying, I got your message and I'm not pleased.
It does feel kind of sarcastic.
And then as I was having this conversation, one of the young people whose name is Dawson, she says, so when I thumb it up, I mean... And I interrupt her and I said, that is the coolest phrasal verb, when I thumb it up. Can you do that, Rebecca?
No, I have never used that as a verb. I would say when I give it a thumbs up. And I said thumbs. I didn't say thumb. I could not say and I gave it a thumb up.
Yes. And the noun, which goes back to the 19th century, is a thumbs up. This phrasal verb, to thumb up, is very new. This is coming with that reaction button and the emoji. I went to a database of web text, and I could find plenty of examples of this phrasal verb, such as, I didn't love the post, but I still thumbed up. I could find examples about thumbed up songs and thumbed up comments. Rebecca, I also found the verb as thumbs up. As in, I meant to thumbs it up.
No. Definitely no. That just sounds awkward, okay? I'm gonna draw the line there.
But it's out there. And this then had me thinking about the verbs that we now have for other reactions on text, which are sometimes called tapbacks. We have the heart, which gives us the verb to heart something. By the 1980s, we had heart to mean I love someone, like I heart him, but now it's also to do that reaction, to heart someone. And Rebecca, you probably know this, but you can heart a text, you can also unheart a text.
Yeah, I think I've accidentally thumbed up or hearted something inadvertently, and then I've had to go back and undo it.
So we have a verb for that. We then have the verb to ha ha, which is to give the ha-ha reaction to a text. And of course, one can also un-ha-ha.
Wait, okay, so you're like actually making a statement? Does it show up?
You get notified, as far as I know, if someone un-ha-has your text.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you sent me a text earlier. I responded and you thumbed it up. Undo it. Undo it right now.
Okay, I just undid it.
Oh my God, it says Anne Kurzan removed thumb up from be there in a second. Oh my goodness. I've got a lot of thinking to do. Perhaps some apologies to make.
And Rebecca, I think we need to end with the tap back of the double exclamation mark, which is on your phone, it will say someone emphasized your text. But I think there should be a slangy way to say that, like you double pointed it.
Okay, a challenge for our listeners. Come up with a verbal phrase for the double exclamation point reaction. Thanks so much for bringing us the news from the youth, Anne.
Always a pleasure.
Anne Curzan is an English professor emerita at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.